You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now to introduce us to the Lion of the Lake on Caddo Lake.
In the April 10, 1841 New York Tribune newspaper, there appeared a strange article entitled An Outlaw. The paper reported that a Texas man named Rose had committed a number of outrages and built a fortified stockade on Silver Lake, about 35 miles west of Shreveport. It also stated that he had murdered several people, including a deputy sheriff in the county in which he lived. The man had built a fortress called Rose Castle, armed with at least one cannon, and that he had several desperate men in his employ, effectively creating his own law. The report ended with a statement that a party of 60 to 70 men had been raised to capture or kill this desperado. An examination of local records of the time described no such showdown in Shreveport near Silver Lake, a villain named Rose, or the assassination of a deputy sheriff. So was the report incorrect or embellished? The location was wrong, but the story was true. 35 miles northwest of Shreveport lay Caddo Lake, which straddles Louisiana and Texas. In 1841, Texas was an independent nation, and the border was a no-man's land. East Texas was in the middle of an armed conflict known as the Regulator-Moderator War. One of the leaders of the Moderators, Robert Potter, was murdered the following year on March 2, 1842. The man who killed him was known as Old Rose, or the Lion of the Lake. Potter and William Pinckney Rose were neighbors and rivals. Rose did indeed have a fortified compound called Rose Castle, and he possessed a small cannon that commanded the approach to his home. He also ran a band of armed guards, who some said were simply thugs. Potter, depending upon whose account one reads, was either a scoundrel or a saint. He was certainly well-read and a powerful orator. Potter's Point in Marion County is the location of his property. Potter had been a sometime ally of Sam Houston, was a senator in the Texas legislature, and commanded the Texas Navy. Before the Battle of the Alamo, Potter wanted to send a relief force to assist William Travis. He was overruled. Following the Battle of San Jacinto, Potter wanted to hang Santa Anna. Houston did not. Potter also had a deep divide with Houston over the latter's Indian policies. The historian Mildred McClung called Robert Potter the bad boy of the first Texas government. The Regulator-Moderator War lasted from 1840 to 1844. The Regulators wanted to regulate the lawless no-man's land and bring some order to the area. They wanted order on their own terms, and if that meant killing people to make them behave, then so be it. Personal grudges were ended by shootings in the name of bringing order and law. Landowners were killed to obtain their property. The Moderators were organized to stop the Regulators, or at least to control them. In this portion of East Texas, at the time, you had to pick a side. You could not be neutral. Men who had fought the Mexicans at San Jacinto went to war with each other over who controlled the no-man's land. Sam Houston made an appeal to end the bloodshed, and people did, with a large amount of regret. What happened to William Pinckney Rose? He was arrested for Potter's murder and taken to Clarksville. The trial became internationally famous. Charles Dickens even commented on it in his American Notes. The case was dismissed due to lack of evidence. Rose died on January 22, 1850. The story of Robert Potter and William Pinckney Rose proves that our history matters.